could die a little and leave my body open to the wild and wasted forces of my life. While I try to change the leopard into something more free and deranged, not so tame and arranged, a pinned down, measured and chained. Ooh, the leopard will change, yeah. Once in a while I like to fly
everyone. Welcome to another rock, punk and metal show. Hope you've had a good week. That was Andy Kenyon with the track Leopard kicking off the show. So we've got two tracks left over from my Stones show of last week, the Solstice special, which I thought, yeah, I'm going to play, basically, because they're good tracks, and I think they fit with the start of the show. So first one of them is the Stone Roses. This is a double Stone because it's the Stone Roses with Made of Stone, which is from 1989. And then I'll probably go straight into the second Stone one. And then we're going to get punky because I haven't played so much punky stuff. It's a rock, punk and metal show. I think I need a bit of punk. Everyone needs a bit of punk in their life anyway. But I'm in need of a bit of punk. And also I was looking for new music and my search took me to Bandcamp, as it often does, and then there was an article on new punk music, so that's how it all just happened. So yeah, quite a start, and then get ready. So here we go first, Stone Roses.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Plush from Stone Temple Pilots, 1993. Oh, that was my alarm, because I went to feed Delilah and get a cup of tea. So we always set a timer in case I goof it and go over. I also didn't get quite right, actually, if I was, because the record had finished and I'd pressed talk, hadn't I? But never mind. I mute my phone. Oh, God, it wasn't muted either. Get with it first. Okay, so where are we? This is why I need punk, you see, to wake myself up. We're going to start with an old punk track. Well, we're going to start with a couple of old punk tracks, and then we're going to move on to the new stuff. I didn't have a very punky weekend, actually. I had a very nice, relaxed Fleetwood Mac Eagles type of weekend up in Wales. Seeing Standing Stones and going for dog walks in the forest and not doing much more than that, really. Eating nice food, chatting a lot, reading. It was very nice. I feel like part of me is still in Wales, to be honest, and I'm just sort of winging it in Somerset. But in some ways, that's my life, isn't it? Winging it. Right. So, we're gonna go with the old punk band who I've definitely seen the most of. In fact, they're probably the band I have seen the most times, thanks for my friend Chrissy. Stiff Little Fingers, Gotta Get Away.
We'll be right back.
missed them this year because I was in Spain, much to Chris's disappointment. And they're not touring as often now because Jake's hit 70, so yeah, scaling it back a bit. But I think they scaled it back this year and they did do Bristol. So we're sort of waiting to see whether Chris has given me strict instructions not to go to Spain in 2025. They usually play Bristol in the same week, but we're waiting to see whether they're going to repeat the places they played this year or whether they're going to sort of start putting everyone on a light rolling schedule so they go everywhere every 3 years or something like that, which would obviously be fairer. But we'll see. I hope we get to see them again. And going back to now, I don't know which is the oldest track of these. I would say that The Damned is probably the older one who I'm going to play next, but I might have a quick look. But it doesn't really matter. It's around the same era. This is New Rose.
Is she really going out with him? It's kind of strange, like a stormy sea. I don't know why, I don't know why. I guess these things have gotta be. I've got a new rose, I've got a good. Yes, I knew that I always would. I can't stop to mess around. I got a brand new rose in town. See the sun, it shines. Don't get too close or it'll burn your eyes. Don't you run away that way. You can come back another day. I've got a new rose, I've got a good. Yes, I knew that I always would. I can't stop to mess around. I've got a brand new rose in town. I never thought this could happen to me. I feel so strange, oh why should it be? I don't deserve somebody this great. Oh, I better go, or it'll be too late. Like a stormy sea. I don't know why, I don't know why. I guess these things have gotta be. I've got a new rose, I've got a good. Yes, I knew that I always would. I can't stop to mess around. Like a brand new rose in town. Whoa.
Boom. That's the thing with the punk tracks. They're like shots. They're not like pints. They're definitely not like pints. They're not even halves. They're a shot. They're quite short. I think I've got a longer track coming up towards the end. Yeah, it's just as well I got my cup of tea in Stone Temple Pilots. I'm getting better with my years. So Stiff Little Fingers, so The Damned was 1976 and Stiff Little Fingers Gotta Get Away 1980. Almost time for me to go on Potbuster. Not. Now I'm reasonably okay at getting the years, respectable guess on the years for most tracks. Possibly, you know, there's always some stuff you haven't ever heard of before and you're just like, what? But no, I'm getting a better feel for years. I think I test myself and I look up a lot of stuff. Mostly I don't remember it, but I think maybe it's in there somewhere. Anyway, I feel like I've got lots to tell you, but it's my waffle seems longer. It's my long waffles highlighted by these short tracks. So let's just keep going through them anyway. I've got quite a lot lined up. So next one, jumping forward quite a lot, but not actually to the new stuff yet. Gonna have a burst of idols. They got on the controversial thing, didn't they, at Glastonbury. Before I repeat what they said, I'm just going to check it out. But this is Idols, Date Night.
Date Night! Date Night! Patience! I've got no goddamn patience. But I tried to shake it up, but I shook myself to bottom. Best friend, I do not like your best friend. On all the shades of grey, yuck, they turn my blood so cold, 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 cold. When it comes around, we barely scream or shout. A rally at my door, and neither of us care. Cause guess me is prone to fail. Guess me is prone to fail. No, 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 you don't. Not a fucking game. With your rhyme and your reason and your cause. Shepherd, you want to be a shepherd? Well, good for you. Go ahead, your life won't be so tepid. But when it comes on, clad in black, yuck yuck, heart attack, sat in a taxi all clad in black.
Idols, Date Night. So yeah, there was, unsurprisingly, a little bit of controversy at with the Idols at Glastonbury. With Idols, not the Idols, Idols at Glastonbury. Now, raises another subject. So they, Idols were playing at the same time they were on the Parks, no, they weren't on the Park stage, were they? The other stage. And Fontaines DC were on the Park stage. Now that would have pissed me right off if I was there, because there's not that many of that type of bands, and to put them on both together, clash them, annoying, bloody annoying. And there was something strange going on with the stage scheduling this year. I don't know whether Emily had passed it over to somebody, bless them. Oh God, I've just said that and I hope it's not true, because it would be a really hard job to do. But yeah, it was So you obviously the big thing was Scissor on Sunday night. Nobody, very few people had heard of her. It seems like younger girls maybe, but not enough of them. There's a fair amount of younger girls at Glastonbury, but not enough to fill the space in front of the pyramid stage on a Sunday night. So that was very quiet. And then there were some there were stages that were overflowing, and they had to put crowd control in and stop people coming in, barrier it off, and stop shows in a few times because it was too dangerous. So I don't think I remember that happening ever before at Glastonbury. So I'm not sure what went on this time. But anyway, yeah, apparently Joe Talbot kept shouting out Viva Palestina. Get on here, Joe. I wore my Justice for Palestine t-shirt to work today. I put a smart jacket on over the top to sort of like make myself look more, I don't know what the word is, so you know, so because wearing a t-shirt to work in the office can be a bit, depends what your whole not uniform but ethos is. I'm still sussing ours out, but but with a jacket over the top then people can still read it but you look smart. That's my thinking anyway. But he kept shouting out Viva Palestina, and also he incited the crowd to bellow fuck the king as well, which I don't necessarily like that because I quite like Prince Charles, King Charles. I don't know, those things do make me chuckle of how like angry some people get. Indignant indeed. Anyway, that's the idols for you. There's always got to be something, hasn't there, because they don't sit on the fence. I thought, no, I'm definitely more of a jump the fence girl. From all over the place. What I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you about the band. I'm going to play the track, then I'm going to tell you about the band. I thought about doing it the other way around, but I think you'll pay more attention if it's just the way it works, doesn't it? This is the way I work. I can hear stuff and I don't really take it in. Then I hear the band, then I hear a track. These guys are from Berlin. They are called... Did you like that pronunciation? Diva Lira.
Eure Köpfe nach rechts, doch da gibt es nichts zu sehen, außer Hass und Feindlichkeit. So werden wir zugrunde gehen, die Spaltung vorangetrieben durch Populisten und Kapital. Eure Meinung zersetzt die Menschlichkeit. Ist die Mitte entspannt, rechts radikal?
Valera means loser. That's the name of the group, and the trap is No Taos Gang, which basically means emergency exit. And so yeah, they're from, I've just been looking up stuff about them, they're from Berlin. They're reasonably new. They were are they new? No, because this is, interview is 2022, so they're heavily influenced by early German punk rock from the 70s and 80s, like Joy Division UK, but they'd like to collaborate with Iggy Pop. Yeah, anyway, I think I liked them, hope you did too. I spent a euro on them. Okay, so who is up next? So this is long for a punk track. This is, oh, I was going to tell you afterwards, I'm going to play it, then I'll tell you about them. Pseudo Youth.
Hold on the floor, but you have to
I had to play, let that play right to the end. I was curious what was coming up. So on my screen, I can see the music, and it makes interesting patterns as to how sort of wide it is. And at the end, that music, the guitar that came on, it looks like it's a perfect oval shape. It's like an egg when the music sort of faded in and then faded off again. And then I could see there was some sort of shout or something coming at the end. Anyway, Pseudo Youth are from California. They're 80s hardcore sort of theme, really, I would say. I think that she sounds like, the singer sounds like Amy Taylor from Amel and the Sniffers, but that might just be me. But it's got that sort of vibe to it as well, I think. And then I had to look up who Ray Capo is, because I know where Ray Capo lives. But now I see why it would be quite cool to know where Ray Capo lives, because he's American punk rock musician. He's the vocalist for Youth of Today and Shelter. And he is the founder of independent record labels Revelation Records and Equal Vision Records. Yeah, he made a big impact before moving to New York City in the 80s. Youth of Today had already made an impact on the straight edge hardcore punk scene. So, yeah, an amazing man, also known as Raghunath Das. Ooh, I wonder if he's into, Krishna Core. Oh my goodness, I'm going to have to look up him. He might know about Kundalini Yoga. Wouldn't that be weird? Right, so I shall note that down. Let's get on with the third new track. I'm interested in this one because it feels the thing completely. It feels that, I wish I could show you what I can see on my screen, but this is Direct Threat. Was on the wrong page. So that was Direct Threat with Won't Think Twice. And Direct Threat are from Seattle, Washington. They are, let's have a look, hardcore leaning street punk that falls somewhere between UK subs and Blitz. Yeah, I'd agree with that. I didn't actually go with the track that Bandcamp recommended on their sort of punk thing, because I went to their album and decided I preferred that track. But yeah, Direct Threat, that's the band name. The track was Won't Think Twice. It's more of a tongue twister than you'd expect it to be. Okay, let's do the fourth one, the fourth and final new one, and then we'll get back to a little bit more chat before we play the last two tracks. This is, I'll tell you about them afterwards, Pardoner. Pardoner, Distant Star. You know me, I like my tempo changes. When I listened to that first of all, before I knew what was coming, I expected it to speed up again. But I quite like the fact that it sort of fades out a bit, like a distant star. So they're from Denver. And yeah, they said that Distant Star track takes the listener on an odyssey from blistering hardcore to artful post-punk, while the two singer guitarists trade duties of epic ripping and belting memorable hooks. So yeah, like them, another one to watch, I think. Pardoner. Okay, back to familiar territory. I'm just wondering if there's any rock news. This show has sort of gone, it's gone weird. It's gone quite, well, they always go fast, don't they, I suppose. But there was one point where I don't feel like I've talked that much. But that's okay, isn't it? Because I do waffle a lot at other times. And I think shorter tracks just really don't lead to much chat. I mentioned Amelie and the Sniffers earlier on, or a few tracks ago, when I was talking about Pseudo Youth, I think. So it feels perfect timing to play an Amelie and the Sniffers track, and I think one of their best tracks is C Word coming up. Give you time to press pause if there's young children in the room, or get the volume down, or I could just say something else, but it's just not right. It's just, I've just got to say it, don't need a cunt like you to love me.
Yeah.
Love that track. I love the way the guys completely back her up as well. Brilliant. I've only seen him once. I'd love to see him again. Probably won't. Trying to be, well, mixture really. Trying to be a bit careful with money. Trying to be a bit careful with travelling. But, yeah, that's where Glastonbury is good, isn't it? You can wander around and see so many people. Okay, so the news, I was just looking at Louder Sound. Dave Grohl is has finished touring and has a bit of rest and recuperation. So he'd been to Glastonbury and Wimbledon. So apparently he was asked to predict who would win, and he said what twice, and then he said no clue. Asked about the women's and he said couldn't say. So he obviously knows bugger all about tennis. He was there with his wife, so Jordan Bloom. So I think that maybe she dragged him along there. That's what I would guess. He doesn't look the most thrilled to be there. I think he probably would have preferred Glastonbury. But, Glastonbury, yeah, I think he might have preferred Glastonbury. Can't see a picture of him there. But so let's have a look. What else, if there's anything else? The precise location of the Who's mysterious concrete monolith from the cover of Who's Next has finally been pinpointed. Well, I've got to have a look at that. I wonder where it is. Is that somewhere in the UK? It is. It's when they had a pee stop. It was took place near Temple Normanton. Now, I wonder if Janice, Jane or Andy are jumping around saying, oh, we know where that is. It's 2.5 miles southeast of Chesterfield, Derbyshire. So hello to you three up north. Hello to Busky. Send me some more tips, Busky. Some more tracks. Hello to Rachel. Newt's just started listening. Lou and Caddy. Easter. And I think I'll just stop there because my brain is not working and I need to get press play on the last track as well. Just checking quickly. There's not really, because of course download's just gone, hasn't it? But yeah, nothing's jumping out at me. I think download was possibly hearing what Daniel P. Carter was saying. It went down very, very well. I didn't realise Pantera were playing at some download. Couldn't have gone anyway, but I think it perhaps went, well, it's a lot smaller, isn't it? But perhaps went off a little bit more successfully than Glastonbury this year. I was saying to Easter last night, the time will come when Glastonbury, everything peaks, and I know the tickets, you know, sell out. They're like gold dust; you can't get them. That'll change, mark my words. Don't know whether it'll be yet. Might be a decade, but something will happen, and it will all of a sudden go off the boil. You heard it here first. I'm not saying I hope that happens because it's a brilliant festival. It's just up the road. I want it to carry on going for another 50 years. But it's just got a bit ridiculously hard to get tickets. It would be nice if it was a little bit less popular, I think. I don't like things when they get too popular. Anyway, waffly, let's have the last track. So we didn't start with, don't get excited, Andy, sorry. The first punk track was Stiff Little Fingers, and I'm going to end with Stiff Little Fingers track as well. And also, I'm going to give a shout out to Sherborne Pride. So Sherborne is a very, it's quite a posh Dorset town. It's very beautiful. It can be quite up itself. It's got private schools there, and a lot of it's rural. So I went to school in Sherborne, not to the private school, to the grammar school, but lots of down here is quite, if you are gay, black, transgender, all those things, I wouldn't necessarily recommend the Southwest to live. Maybe it's okay, but it's, I don't know, it's a bit, I'd say it's catching up. It's like everywhere, but rural areas are more judgmental than cities, aren't they? So it's very good news that Sherborne is having its first Pride on Sunday. But this, way back in the 70s, Stiff Little Fingers were standing up for injustice. And yeah, so I'm going to play Doesn't Make It All Right.
Doesn't make it all right. says it's the worst excuse in the world. It doesn't make it alright.
Track for back then and now. Good old Stiff Little Fingers. So, don't know why I'm doing that. Oh, my mic doesn't like that noise. I'm rattling my rattly egg. But that's it, folks. Show's over, folks. Folks over show. Show's over, folks. I need to go and have my dinner. I'm absolutely starving. Thanks for listening. Hope you've enjoyed the punk tracks, and I'll catch you next week with I don't know where I'm going next week. We'll find out, won't we? But take care of yourselves. Thanks for listening. Have a good week. Bye.